Blog Talk Radio.
Grab me a beer out of that cooler. Yo, welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today, I don't even know what today's date is. April 11th, 2022, Monday. And we are going over the results of the All-Star Touch Football League, week five.
Yeah.
Week five results. And week six. Whoa. Predictions. Yeah. Grab that piece.
This is gonna break my ass first.
You'll be all right.
Let's put it in.
All right, there you go. Sit on it first. But yeah. You gotta basically stand up. Here, give me that chair.
No, I got it.
I got better balance than you.
Yeah, right. I got better balance than you. You gotta like put half a butt cheek on it.
Yeah.
Half a cheek.
There you go.
We got a burger chair. So. All right, so week five.
Talking to the mic.
They can hear me.
Wait, hold up before we go. How come our thing's not up there?
What?
Ah, there we go. All right, cool.
All right, so Trauma Roofing beat the usual suspects, the Steel Suspects, 34-27.
Let's applaud them.
Said Demetrius Edward, it came down to, what was it, like 28 seconds left, and Anthony pulled him at home and scored on like 28 seconds left or something like that, 23 seconds.
Yeah, shout out to
the game.
Shout out to Anthony and Tom Roofing, you guys are my only hope.
He actually conceded yesterday and said nobody's beating Camden.
Yeah.
Not this season.
Yeah.
Barely Washed. You were holding out hope for Barely Washed.
Yeah, I was hoping.
It's not their season.
Well, it can be their season.
It can be their season, but
Camden brought out everybody, but we didn't get to that one.
Yeah,
did
but
we?
You know that. You know that's going to happen. They always do.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
They weren't going to pull what they did on you and underestimate them again, especially after you warned them.
They kind of did.
You kind of warned them. That's when they bet you $500. And if you would have bet that, there's no way you were losing it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a good...
But if you make it to the Elite Championship, that is the team you're playing.
Yeah.
That All-Star roster.
Or if Rock Bottom can somehow pull it out.
That is the team you're playing.
Or if Trauma Roofing can somehow pull it out. Or if Usual Suspects somehow pull it out. Or... If fucking Trauma
Labs.
Or NJ Labs, somebody pulls it out. Somebody has to pull out one of them games.
Now, Trauma Roofing's coming the closest so far.
To beating Rock Bottom.
Yeah. They beat the Usual Suspects and...
Which was a close game. So, Usual Suspects have a shot. They do.
Yeah.
As long as they got Matt...
Usual Suspects have a shot.
They have a shot.
They always do when it comes to playing Rock Bottom and Camden. For some reason, like, they always play really, really tough against them.
One of those teams have a shot. Like, they really do. I still believe in Barely Washed.
You just don't believe that not Camden's going to win again? You believe Camden's going to win again?
I think they're the best team in the league.
I mean, oh, they are. They
I think they're the best team in the league, but I think it can
they
be done.
They clearly are.
But hold up. Even though Barely Washed lost that game, when we get there, I'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right. So we got the Icons beat the Panthers 18-12.
Let's applaud them.
For the Icons
are winning close games and the team to watch.
The prospects beat, finally got their first win. Prospects beat, if you want to cheer for that, the prospects beat Spelman.
Hey, man, a win's a win. It's not easy to
76.
Win in this league.
No, it's not. Owen, Rock Bottom beat NJ Lab 19-6.
All right.
Mustangs, the Mighty Ralph Mustangs beat the Street Runners 34-12. They put a whooping on them.
I heard Ralph.
He's dinking and dunking down the field.
What's his name?
Kurt.
I heard. Let's shout out Kurt, man. I heard Kurt was out there doing his thing.
Yeah.
The Street Runners.
Nobody reported Kaysizzle to me, but I know Kurt.
I heard Kaysizzle had 2 touchdowns.
No, Kurt. Okay, is that Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. My bad. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm always used to people calling him Kaysizzle. Yeah. So, but Kurt is the offensive and maybe defensive player of the week. He got 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Kaysizzle?
Yeah. No, Kurt.
Kurt. Oh, yeah. I heard Kurt was killing him. That's what Javon said. So, shout out to him. I think he might be the off. Would Ralph, like, just throwing? I heard Eric had a bunch of catches and.
Yes, Eric got a touchdown too.
I heard Eric
had made the list.
I heard Eric was.
They
were just releasing the center. Let's finish the games.
And Jim said, "Way to step up on the last drive when Scott quit on when Scott quit. Way to step up." Applaud them, man.
Yeah. Jim definitely threw a game-winning touchdown. Owen caught his first pass of the season. But, all right, let's keep going. Is that all?
No.
All right.
The Braves beat GCR is 21-20.
Applaud it.
Camden beat Barely Washed 34-19.
Whatever. They get a golf clap.
This loss beat the Crypto Sharks 21-14.
Yeah, the Crypto Sharks played good, man.
Yeah, I mean,
Crypto Sharks played good.
They're getting better. They're definitely getting better.
But shout out to Swall for actually coming back and winning that game. I'm not mad at it. A win's a win.
If they want to compete in the top 8.
Mm-hmm.
They need everyone they can get. Because I think they play Rock Bottom next. Yes, they do.
Who? Slaw? Right. But they're going to be up for it. They played them tough in the playoffs. So.
They always do.
All right. What else we got?
I want to say,
yo, what's up, Brandon?
Gotcha, Jim. You crushed that game up, though. Yo, what's up, Brandon?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
All right. So,
we went 3-for-3 in our second in our second half, we scored on every drive. And, you know, I kind of felt like we didn't play – I felt like we played better on defense in the first half, and then we played way better on offense in the second half. It was definitely clutch plays, man. Like, we scored on fourth down. Knopp, Jim threw a fucking perfect pass to fucking Knopp. On fourth down,
like,
and then he converted our fourth, our 2-point conversion, Aaron, and then.
They're always
that
tough.
Last drive, like
GCRs. Every time
GCRs
play,
wouldn't
always,
go away.
They never do. Never
wouldn't go away.
GCRs, the Panthers, and the Sloth. They're always tough games. Like,
I want to give a shout out to C-Rod and Vinny. Like they played and Dalton.
Touchdown with 8 seconds left. A lot of late wins this week.
Yeah. I saw that.
Owen said our touchdown was on fourth down too.
So yeah, we got. Jesus Christ, what are you doing? We scored, I think, 2 touchdowns on fourth down. I think, our game tying touchdown was on fourth down, and our go-ahead touchdown was on fourth down, and then they scored and got their extra point. They were up by six, and then we drove the field two timeouts with under 2 minutes left. And, you know, that kind of completely, like, kind of blurred up the whole screen.
Yeah, because you guys needed this, so.
We absolutely had to win that game.
You had to win that game.
We had to win that game.
You needed that win.
Yes. Like, I don't even know how I would even feel
right
now. You
guys lost. I don't know if your chances for the top eight were still there.
I don't know. I think we would be out.
There's Aaron. Jim had three different wide receiver cores in three seasons. We'll get on track soon.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Fresh legs, you know, new talent.
And, you know, I ain't got nothing to say bad about it. Like, I mean, I thought we should have busted the game open earlier, but we didn't. It felt like we dominated the game in the first half, but we were losing. But we didn't give up. We kept fighting, and we came back and won the game. A hard-fought game. I don't care what GC Irish's record is.
And I believe Vinny said at the beginning of the season that the last couple of times that you guys played the Irish, they beat you.
No, we beat them. We blew them out last year when they had Johnny. No, two seasons ago when they played Johnny and Dalton.
It was in the spring.
Yeah.
It was Memorial Day weekend.
It's not my fault they didn't show up.
And
we blew them out.
Oh, yeah. He said besides that game. Yeah.
Besides that game, then I don't remember anything else.
And I think this puts a nail in the coffin right there.
Whatever. It's a hard-fought game, man.
It always is.
And I definitely.
Vinny's a beast, man.
Yeah. But C-Rod played really good on offense.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And, you know, he was tired. I could definitely see he was tired and winded on
defense. I'm not going to finish
this up there. No. What are you trying to say? They don't do anything?
No. That's why I bit my tongue. Owen said, offense hasn't really been a problem. For real, we've been putting up points. Overall, we definitely straight. Offense has been a problem sometimes.
Yeah, we haven't scored.
You haven't scored in the red zone a couple times.
And our defense has definitely given up way too many points.
Yeah. You guys started off really good.
Yeah, but we played two. Soup cans. We played two weaker teams, newer teams, I'll say. But.
So let's get back into this after we've seen Trauma Roofing and Barely Washed. Do you still think Alec is better than Anthony?
It's close.
My opinion, after seeing the Camden game, and I didn't watch it.
Come on, Camden. You just said Camden's the best team in the league.
Yes, but if they want to compete on that level, they have to put up a better game than that.
Better game than that. It's not Alec's fault what happened in that game.
I know you said it's not that.
It's not. No, it's not. Listen. All right. Hold up. There is no I in team, but you're not going to blame it on Alec,
I'm not
okay?
blaming it on him. I'm just saying the whole team is not ready to step up to that level.
I agree, but it ain't Alec, all right? Alec had three touchdowns dropped. That's the most points anybody put up against Camden in 2 years.
You might be right.
It is. The Ravagers scored two touchdowns last year on them. But they scored three touchdowns on them. No one else has put three touchdowns on Camden in 2 years. Not rock bottom twice.
No.
Not nobody.
Last year they were on some other shit. They only put up 50 points on. They only gave up 50 points the whole season and playoffs last year.
And I'm saying that's the most points Camden has given up in two seasons. And he had three drop touchdowns.
Yeah, but
what?
Like I said, not just him. I don't think the team's ready to compete on that.
Their defense. Do you think they would put better against Rock Bottom? Nah, Rock Bottom whooped on them.
Because they're going to have to go up against one, if not both of them.
Listen, they're still young.
I know.
They're still young.
But I think Anthony is there now. He clearly is. We just saw him compete against Rock Bottom.
It's close, man. It's close.
I think Alec's on his way, but I think he's.
So you're saying Anthony's there, Alec's on his way.
Yes.
I think they're both right there.
I just think
that Anthony is on a veteran team.
Yes, I think maybe make an adjustment here and there on Barely Washed, and Barely Washed might win the A championship again. Who knows? Maybe they'll go up to compete.
I don't think
they
want the A championship. I think they want the elite.
As should everybody who's playing in this league.
I think they want the elite.
Isn't that the goal?
But are they ready? We'll see.
But then again, you guys weren't ready either, and you had no intention.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but you guys had team. Your plan was the A that season. You had no intention.
Yeah, until we got
until
yeah,
it happened.
Yeah, yeah, until it happened. So
you know, but they said we left points on this field.
They did. You did. And then, listen, I even though you guys, even though Barely Watched lost, I still seen a lot of positive things to come take from that game. A lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
I didn't see the game.
When you have guys wide open and they're just dropping touchdowns,
I mean,
that means that you can compete with them.
I know he's got a cannon.
And if he slowed it down a little, I mean, you're down by 3 touchdowns, so you got
to
throw the ball.
I think Alec went to Egan's quarterback camp or something like that, like the bomb-throwing deep ball quarterback camp.
Mm. He did throw the ball a lot, but they were down. They were losing. You got to throw the ball deep.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I think they're on their way. I think they got something. I think if they stick with it, and it's tough from season to season, even though you got the same players, things change. Andrew wasn't here the first couple games.
Yeah.
Now he's back in.
It's one loss, man. It's one loss, and I still think
you can take positives from it.
They're going to be up in the top four, and I think you can take positive things from it. So, but whatever. Trauma Roofing and the Usual Suspect. That must have been a really good game. I wish I could have watched that game. I think that, Trauma Roofing's fucking legit. But so is Usual Suspects. Like, it's going to be, I expect back and forth like that. I thought Trauma would win by more, but I was looking at that Steel City, Performance Lab game, and I was holding it against Usual Suspects a little bit too much. But
they had the same thing, I guess, as Barely Watched. They had a lot of drops.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Val said what they had 11 drop balls in that game.
Oh yeah, in the Steel City game. NJ Lab game. Shit happens, man.
Val said Egan's deep ball to Tarek was crazy.
That was
also
fucking nuts.
Back foot with the flick of the wrist.
Jeez.
Crazy.
Egan is so fucking good, man.
And Owen said, Trauma Roofing scheme is just so different.
Yeah.
They are. They're not like any other team in the league.
It's...
They got run and play.
They're a physical team.
I was shocked last season when I watched. I'm like, they're running? I've never seen a team in this league run the ball. They're running the ball.
No, they were showing off. And they were showing off because they were beating their ass. But then they threw an interception to Vinny that next play.
Because Val said, I believe our game ended on 4-2.
I didn't realize your whole game was that close.
Matt Jr. just said, money scored tying touchdown with 40 seconds left.
And then Anthony took him right down the street, right down the field. And
with 23 seconds,
yeah. So
Dimitri said he was on some Mahomes shit.
But, wow. I mean, I wish I would have watched that game. I didn't realize, Val, you didn't tell me the game was fucking that close.
No, all right. Dimitri said they tied the game with 35 seconds left. Then Anthony pulled him at Mahomes and went down and scored in 23 seconds left. So 35 seconds, the game was tied.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until I heard it later, but I'm talking about at the field yesterday. I didn't know that. So, I mean, damn, maybe they'll see each other again.
Val said missing players are the Achilles heel of the league. Two starting DBs missing against good teams is a feat in itself. I guess maybe Usual Suspects had a lot of missing players, but they still played well, man. Played really well.
Oh, all right. Well, let's move on to the Icons and the Panthers game. Overtime game. I don't know exactly what happened. I know it must have been – it was tied at 12-12, went in overtime. I don't know the back and forth of that game. Anybody see that game? Maybe you could you chime in and fill in and tell us what happened. But the icons, man, like
they're
playing better football. They have so much talent.
They
man.
Are a good team.
They have so much talent, but I still think we're better.
They're a good team. They're learning. They're not learning the league because they're a lot of them are veterans, but they got plays and.
Put it like this. I'll say that Dante has been playing better than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
Rashawn, I mean, that boy Rashawn on his team is a beast. Cliff Still, like, they got some actual... They got talent on their team. You got to watch out.
I'm
for
just saying.
You can't sleep on the icons.
I think Dante's playing better than I thought he was going to play. And I didn't think he would play
that good.
Well,
I think we kind of underestimated him because we're like, oh,
he's a new guy. He's a receiver. Yeah. So that's what caught me off guard.
Yeah.
But he's winning games. And all right, listen. The play that I did see mm-hmm. by the Panthers, they got the ball first. They had a dude wide open in the end zone. But what the fuck's his name? Quarterback for the Panthers.
Oh, Byron.
Byron throws a fucking 100-mile-an-hour missile. That was so unnecessary. The dude was so wide open. So wide open, you didn't have to throw the ball that hard.
That's the only way he could throw it.
No. No. You only got one speed?
Hey.
Everything's... I'm done. Why does everything got to be so fast and hard?
He doesn't know how to do slow motion for me. Slow motion for me.
I'm done. Like, damn, dog. Shit. Everything doesn't have to be that hard, man. Like, calm down. But he had a guy wide open in the back of the end zone in overtime. Like, I seen two guys wide open.
Oh, he didn't see him?
He's seeing him. He threw the ball to him.
Oh, it was just too hard.
Yeah, he just threw it too hard. And, you know, whatever. But I think the Panthers should I think they should at least took the lead because they had the ball first.
You know, it's nice to see the Panthers are
competing.
Yeah, they're competing. They're confident. They're you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking
of confidence, I'm, you know, like, yeah, we just won. And I'm checking on Jim. You okay? Fuck, hey, where's Scott go? Fucking, and then who's standing on the sideline but Kung Fu Pop-Pop fucking Diz? Like, yo, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, we got you in 2 weeks. I'm like, yo, dog, what are you doing over here? Leave me alone. Like, yeah, we got you in 2 weeks, like, smiling and shit. Smiling and all. I'm like, dog, what? Yo, I ain't got no... Where is this coming from? Like, I don't want no problems, dog. We just finished this game. I'm trying to celebrate this game. And you talk about 2 weeks. You talking like you just won the game. You guys lost in overtime.
Yeah.
You giggling and shit, like laughing.
It sounds like he has a W next to the Panthers and Braves game. Right
and then
now.
To come to find out, I heard the word on the street was that Lance. It's talking about, yo, Jeff, yo, I can't wait to play the Braves. Oh, I can't wait to play the Braves.
And the Panthers?
Yeah.
And Fleetwood bet you, too.
And him, too. Like, where's all this Panther hate coming from?
Yeah.
It's not my fault you guys lost them in games in a row. And I just reported the news, okay?
Yeah.
We're not rivals. I don't want no problems. I love you guys. You know, I'm fans. You guys, I've always been fans of you guys. But you guys lost. 20 games in a row. You know what I mean? Like,
if not more.
Yeah, like, come on, dog. Like,
hey, they're feeling themselves. They're confident.
But they lost.
They're on a.
But they lost.
They're on a one game winning streak.
But they lost, though.
But I'm sure they felt like they played.
They
good.
Did play good. They have played competitively every game I've seen or heard of.
It's not just
but they lost.
Yeah.
And the way Diz was talking, like, yeah, we just won and we're about to beat y'all ass next week.
And you're
like,
next.
Wait, Diz, what are you talking about, dog? Like.
This quiet old church going Diz. Like,
nah, man, like, I couldn't believe it. But it wasn't in no disrespectful way. He was just fucking
No,
with
I know.
But, I mean, I was like, damn, Diz, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want no problem.
Yeah, you know, the Panthers, you guys have always played you guys tough. So that's going to be a...
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game.
But there was no reason. There was no reason for Diz to be... Yeah, I'm like standing there grabbing my stuff.
Like Diz is trying to get in on the Fleetwood bet, too.
I was standing there on the sideline, chilling, listening to my Will Smith CD.
Packing your bag up.
Packing my bag up. And Diz, like, tapped me on the shoulder, like, I'm like, what? What's up, man? Like, yeah. He gave me 2 fingers in my face. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, damn. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Throw it all. Like, wrestling. Like, he's coming for you.
All right. I'm like, I'm sorry, Diz. I didn't mean to do nothing.
Man, you want some of that Braves.
They definitely want to beat us. Yeah. I know that.
So. Oh, I'm sure. As do a lot of teams.
Yeah, they definitely want.
And
they
you
definitely
know what?
Want to beat us.
They feel confident enough.
Yeah, because they got some guys.
Yeah.
So
they feel confident.
It should be a good game.
There's Byron. He says, LOL, I do throw the ball hard, but I throw the ball with touch as well.
Hell no, you ain't got no damn touch. Dog, I seen fucking Cameron's nipple rip off, bro. I mean, he like runs off the field and hit the ball, hit him in his chest. He started bleeding. He had blood all over his jersey. What are you talking about? You ain't got no touch, bro. Everything's a freaking oof.
90 mile an hour fastball.
I've never seen somebody get leather burn from trying to catch a football. Leather burn. Is that even a real thing?
I guess it is. And Barnes done the ball. He said, especially the deep passes.
Yo, your deep passes are probably a little bit safer to catch, but them 15-yard passes, that 10 to 15-yard pass, dog, you played in the fucking, you play with females? Dog, don't tell me you throw girls the ball that hard, bro. You can't. There's no way in hell you do.
He should be in a major league throwing like that.
That's what I call him, CC Sabathia. Oh shit.
All right, so let's go over Trauma Roofing versus the Usual Suspects.
Do I got white stuff in the corners? I do.
You do.
Thanks, Val. All
right, so
that's bacon or chicken or something.
We both had Trauma Roofing. You had Trauma by 10, I Trauma by 7. They won by 8. Prospects versus most hated.
Wait. What did I have them by?
10.
And, okay.
I had 7. Prospects versus most hated. You had I had prospects by 3. You had most hated by 2.
Okay.
Icons versus the Panthers. I had the Icons. You had the Panthers.
What the Mommy fuck? Says. Sorry, says.
Sorry, y'all. We didn't do our fantasy this week.
Because somebody was being a dick.
No, I didn't want to do it at 12 o'clock on Saturday night.
Why? There's nothing else to do.
Rock Bottom versus NJ Lev. I'd Rock Bottom. You had NJ Lev.
What the fuck, man? You...
Street Runners versus the Mustangs. We both had the Street Runners.
Yo, I'm sorry, Ralph. You were sorry. <Yeah. laughs>
We should have had more faith in Ralph.
I should have had more faith in Ralph, but and Kurt and Eric.
And then Camden versus Barely Washed. I had Camden by 7. You had Barely Washed by 7. Crypto Sharks versus the Sloth. I had the Sloth by 12. You had the Sloth by 3.
Did I lose every game?
Yeah. Except I'll give you the Sloth one. You had them by
3. No, they didn't give me anything. Did I lose that game?
I don't know. They won by 7. I had them by 12. You had them by 3. That was my closer.
Whatever.
Yes, you lost every game this week.
What the fuck? I guess I was going heavy underdog.
I mean, you were just picking because you were just picking certain teams just to pick on.
No, I really believed in my picks.
You really believed that J-Lab was going to beat Rock Bottom?
I did think.
I know you believed Barely Washed was.
I wasn't sure. That was the one I wasn't sure. I was just hating on Ike on that one. But I really thought NJ-Lab, I thought Barely Washed could win. And I thought NJ-Lab could fight. Beat Rock Bottom a little bit, yeah.
I said, Owen said, I'll be honest, Byron shocked me, definitely a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Byron said, thank you, Owen. Brandon said, Ralph was in the backfield making guys miss.
Oh, shit. Let's applaud motherfucking Ralph. Yo, Egan did the same thing, too, bro. Like, let's applaud him. Oh, shit, where's my applaud button? Am I missing that, too?
All right, so we don't have the times for the week 6 games because next week is bye.
We got a bye.
But we'll go over them. So.
It's so hard not to play every Sunday.
We'll go over the stats for this week. So let me share the screen so you can see.
Who scored? Who didn't score?
Yeah, the offensive and defensive stats. Up.
Jim had a fucking rushing touchdown wiped off the board.
Thanks to Dirty Mark, the dirtiest ref in the league.
Yo, I don't know if it was a good call, but he still made the call.
I mean, you watched it on playback.
I don't think it was a hold.
The first call he made where he said Scott was out,
he was right. This one, I'm not so sure. But he still made it. He still had the ball to do it. And that's all I can ask for. You know what I mean? Like, it was on the other side of the field, but... It was a good idea. I mean, if that's what he saw, that's what he saw. I'm not sure, I didn't feel it. I think he said it was Holden. Or either it was a Holden or a block in the back. I'm not sure, but I didn't think so.
Jim should be on our offensive touchdown list.
But he's not. He's not.
All right.
And it was kind of like 15 yards too. Jim started high stepping and Jim was high stepping. Yeah, he fucking started. He had a little touchdown. That was proud. I thought we had one there, but thanks, Dirty Mark. You're the best.
The best, dirtiest ref in the league.
Now he's actually a really good ref, to be honest with you.
All right, so we'll go over to the week 5 stats. So for the Braves, Kanapka had a touchdown. Aaron had a touchdown. Rowley had a touchdown. Ron finally caught an interception.
Yeah, but he probably should have smacked that one down, to be honest with you. But he dropped. Never. All that shit. Go ahead.
And George had a sack.
Yeah, let's applaud the Braves for finally getting that off the mat. Yeah, 2-game losing.
DC Irish. Then Brady had a touchdown. C-Rod had 2 touchdowns, and Caney had an interception.
Let's applaud GC Irish.
Well, regular season because they have like a lot of attendance issues, but then come playoffs, they're going to dominate. They always do.
No, I don't know about all that.
Well, depends on actually.
This ain't that team.
It depends on where
this is
fall.
Not that team.
Depends on where they're going to fall.
If fucking Dalton can get it together, but Dalton's been showing up. Dalton played pretty fucking good.
He's been at every game.
Dalton has played pretty fucking good in that second half and kind of the end of the first half. He played pretty good. So
I just go back to remembering, like, back in the day when GC Irish was, like, 0-8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, no, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah. Yo, T-Rod is fucking good, man. He kind of like shocked me. That's the first time I've seen him all season.
And you tried to get him last year when Vinny came. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
he
couldn't, yeah. But let's keep it rolling.
All right. So for the Street Runners, we now know their quarterback's name is Gio. John had 1 touchdown. Ben had a pick 6. And Trevor had an interception. It's the only pick 6 of the day.
Yeah. Let's applaud. Let's applaud.
Rock bottom. Ike had a touchdown, Lear had a touchdown, and Mark had a touchdown.
Okay. All right. Well, they got the job done. Shout out to them. Slow Ike.
Slow as Ike. Slow as Ike is creeping up on the list.
Is he?
Yeah.
What the fuck, yo? Where?
5.
Oh, okay. All
right. He's right under Aaron and Scott.
Yeah, still underneath the Braves.
3, 4, 5. He's actually in 6th place.
Okay. All right.
All right, so for the Sloths, Big Red had a touchdown, Dylan had a touchdown, Matt had a touchdown, Dylan had an interception, and Craig had a sack.
Okay, shout out to the Sloth. Applaud them. How many touchdowns has Brandon got?
4, I think. Yeah, 4.
4? Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's the first week he didn't have one.
All right.
As far as I know. All right, for the Icons, Z had a touchdown, Rashawn had a touchdown, and Raj had a touchdown. And that boy Rashawn is creeping up on the list, too. He's got 6 touchdowns right now.
Shout out to him. Of course, still got the game winner last week, and now Rashawn got the game winner this week. So, shout out to the Icons. They're playing. What we got?
Brandon said National Sibling Day. I let my brother eat this week. which was your brother?
The little light-skinned kid.
Dylan?
With the little fro. Fro, light-skinned kid. Like, on one of the clips that I had of everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, Brandon, come on. You're tired. Come on, let me play. No. No. He's like, all right, you can play. That was funny. I saw that shit. That shit had me laughing.
All right, for the Mustangs, our offensive and defensive player of the week, Kurt had 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Kurt. Panthers are 2-3.
Yep.
That's the Ralph versus the Panthers watch.
Eric had a touchdown.
Okay, shout out to Eric.
And then Kyle K. Sizzle had a touchdown. Let me change it because I didn't know that was K. Sizzle.
Yeah, that's K. Sizzle.
I was wondering who Kyle was. Oh, wait, then I think he has a couple picks then.
Hold on, I think this is only the first game he played, or second game he played.
Who's your last week?
Shout out to the Mustang. Is you still leading the fucking league in interceptions?
They're tied. Nobody's had interceptions in a while.
I think Val got three.
Yeah, Val's got three, but the top guy, Shoes hasn't had any. Kyle Williams hasn't had any. Travelle Curry hasn't had any. And Sean, Rashawn, Val, Zion, they're creeping up.
You added Nooks.
Yep.
Aaron's got two. You know who should be leading the league in interceptions? Just guess. He's on my team.
Oh, Ron.
Ron.
Yeah.
Ron should be leading the league in interceptions, Joe.
Yeah, he should. I'm telling you, he needs to add some sticky to his glove or something. I don't know. Ron had
two more drop interceptions. Ron should have...
he had one last week in the end zone.
No, he had two. He had two interceptions drop last week. He had two.
And he caught the extra point.
He had, I think, one or two this week. Damn near another pick six. Ron should be leading the league in interceptions.
Yeah, he had a couple. Seriously. Just like straight hit him in his chest.
You didn't see. Did you watch the footage?
Part of it.
Dalton hit Ron right in his chest again. Boom.
Alex did too.
Yeah, he did.
Owen said Ron's got 4 feet and no hands.
Nah, shout out to Ron. That's still my guy, man.
He's got heart. He plays hard. He shows up every week. He's got a smile on his face.
Yeah, good dude. But he still should be leading the league in interceptions.
Val said he dropped one yesterday and had one called back against the Crypto Sharks, too. Or he'd be, Val would be leading the league then.
Well, I want all these top interception guys to be in my one-on-ones. So
we got to pick a date. Right?
Yeah.
We're good.
I want all those guys to be in the one-on-ones versus the top receivers. Let's get it. All right. Well, who else we got?
All right. Panthers. Kyle had one touchdown and Kyrie had one touchdown.
Oh, wait. Who's that?
Kyle and Kyrie.
Kyle and Kyrie had touchdown.
From the Panthers.
Right. Panthers. All right. Let's go.
The Crypto Sharks are slowly creeping up. Quentin had one touchdown. Zion had a touchdown, and Quentin had an interception.
Okay. Applaud him. Let's applaud him.
Trauma Roofing. The Marty clones. One of the Marty clones had two touchdowns. Now, Marty had two touchdowns. Chad had one touchdown, and Dimitri had two touchdowns.
Damn.
I will tell you, on that team,
And Marty can get busy, too. So I think Marty's got three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Dimitri's got 12.
Chad
has,
five.
What, five?
Yeah, I think he's got one every
time. Maybe Anthony is up there.
Better?
Up there. Now, I'm saying, who's when we get to the highest scoring team, we'll see. But, wow.
Yeah, I mean, Trauma Roofing has more players on the touchdown list than Fairly Wash does.
Yeah.
With more touchdowns,
Damn. Okay. Matt Jr.'s got fucking nine.
Mm-hmm. He's creeping up there, too.
Damn.
So right now, Dimitri is leading the league on offense with 12 touchdowns. Matt Jr. is in second place with nine. Nook is in third with eight. Tied for fourth place is Nick Grasso and Cheek. Tied for fifth place is Scott Simpson, Aaron Tilden, and Rashawn. Ike's in sixth, and then there's a bunch of people tied in seven.
Ike's in sixth?
Yeah.
And then a bunch of guys got four.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to
push them off. We're not going to do all that.
Too close. As they spread out more and more.
So we got two guys in the top,
top three.
Top ten. The top five. No, top 10.
What do you mean? On your team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron and Scott.
Aaron and Scott. Okay. Wow. Let's go.
All right. So for Camden, Turk had a touchdown. Sheik had another touchdown. Nook had three touchdowns, and Nook had one interception. He was close to tying Kurt from the Mustangs, but Kurt had one more interception than he did.
Well, I mean, the most touchdowns anybody got in this, it was Matt Jr.
Matt Jr. was four,
yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Nook, man, and Camden for winning that game. It, I mean, barely watched a tough team, so. But, you know. Now, I want to say shout out to Egan, too, man. Egan was fucking throwing the ball well.
He always usually
not
does.
Always.
Usually does.
He usually does, but not always. But he definitely did.
Egan's got a bomb, and I see Alec is developing the same, like, throw the whole field bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so for Barely Washed, Sean had a touchdown, and Andrew had two. So Andrew just came back. This is his
two
second
games,
game back, and he's up
four touchdowns. Yeah, let's go.
So I said, I think that's two. Right now.
Maybe. But shout out to Barely Washed. They fought hard. So.
This just wasn't their day. That doesn't mean it won't happen. All right, NJ Lab. Nick Grasso scored their only touchdown. Nick
okay.
Grasso.
Shout out to NJ Lab and Nick Grasso.
Steel Suspects. Matt Jr. had two touchdowns. Money had a touchdown. Matt Sr. had a rushing touchdown. And the Thing Twins had two sacks. The Thing Twins are now leading the league in sacks with seven. And for the Thing Twins, we don't know what
which one is which.
But
yeah,
they both get credit for it.
Yeah, they can share.
They're just the Thing Twins.
The Thing one and two.
Yeah.
So
the Thing Twins are number one in sacks. Craig is number two. And Anthony Ginelli from NJ Lab is number three.
Okay, where's Jose at?
Jose got two.
Did you get
I got George's.
Yeah, George has two.
Yeah. I got okay. Owen.
Did you get Kyle from the prospects? Oh, yeah. He's on there.
Yeah.
Damn, there's not many sacks.
No.
At all.
Sacks and
so
us.
The fact that it's fucking, they got seven, we don't know which one is which.
Because Greg hasn't had any since week one. Not that's been reported anyway.
Wow.
So, I guess it's, you see your team. Like.
Yeah. It's tough
George
to get sacked.
Had one, and I think his last sack was two games ago.
He just got one this week, and then I think he got one week one.
Yeah, and then Owen had one, like, two or something like that.
Is Owen on there?
Yeah, he's on there.
I don't see him. Oh, there he is. Damn, Owen only got a sack week one.
Yeah.
Owen ain't had a sack since week one?
Right.
Oh, shit. It's tough to get sacks, but... All right, what else we
like
got?
He said there's no need to take sacks in this league, for real.
Nah, it's tough to get them. But they got seven.
Yeah.
Seven. And Craig's got five?
Craig's got five, yeah. Four of them were from the first game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn. Okay. What else we got? Who else?
Most hated. Marquise scored a touchdown, and Devon had an interception.
Most hated. Marquise.
And Devon, or whoever his name is.
They almost won a game against the prospects, but, you know, 7-6, a win's a win, but they almost pulled one out. And I thought they could have won that game. I picked them to win, but they didn't, but, you know, whatever.
All right, last but not least, the prospects. Kyle had two sacks, D-Mac had an interception, and Greg Dick made the list.
Greg Dick was on the fucking receiver list because he had 11 touchdowns
last
year.
Yeah, with K-Sizzle.
Yeah, with K-Sizzle. But now he's finally got off the mat, got one.
He used to like throwing to Greg Dick because he was so slow and nobody expected him to get the ball.
Did he say that?
He did.
Hey, he had 11 touchdowns, though.
Oh, so Dante's Inferno said, Thing 1 and Thing 2. The bald, chubbier one is Mike. The slimmer one is Steve.
Okay.
Okay, because somebody said Steve had a sack, and I'm like, I don't know which one's Steve, so I'm just putting them as the Thing Twins.
All right, well, let's put that as hyphenated above their names. So
Mike and Steve?
Yeah, Mike and Steve and shit. Like, right now, they're racking them up together.
Yeah, they are. Unless you know
who got what. Yeah.
You can separate it. I know they said, I think Val said Steve had one this week. Or Matt Jr. said, somebody said Steve had one. I just put them down. And
they're a team. Fuck it.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
They're happy and they're singing and they're brothers.
give me a high five. All right, so
that's all
it?
For the
that's all the stats.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all the offensive defensive stats. All
right.
So for any of you who want to see it, Val said I believe Steve has six.
Damn! So it's one doing all the work.
Steve has six and Mike has one.
Are you kidding me?
I'll separate it.
Then we can do that.
All right.
Are you sure, Val?
Steve is still in the lead with six sacks.
All right. So
are you sure? I'll split it up.
All right,
let's split it up.
All right, so Steve, he's doing the lead.
Six.
All right, so Steve has six.
And I'll just put him as.
And Mike, yeah, and then he's got to redo it, you know, Steve. Damn.
And I'll put him as King Twin.
Yeah, and then we'll drop down Mike, King Twin, all the way down to the bottom of the list.
The very bottom of the barrel.
Well, we'll just put him above,
actually,
whatever.
There's not really that many people
on
the sacks.
Nah, there really isn't. I don't think people are reporting their sacks, but.
I mean, I don't. See, you guys don't get a sack every week.
It's tough to do.
Yeah.
Plus, when you do get it, sometimes refs don't even call it.
Because
they give the quarterback the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, or like he threw the ball.
Yeah, he got that off.
Second too
early.
Because I believe George should have had one barely washed, and they're like, no, we got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, what's the next on our agenda? What do you want to do next? What do you want to do next?
All right, we got our offensive and defensive power rankings.
All right,
we'll go over. We don't have the time, so we'll do that later. Dante's Inferno said Tyree from the Icons had two yesterday.
Why don't you report that, which is the touchdowns?
Yeah, well, Cliff still gives them.
Oh.
So I guess he must have missed them. I'll add them. Mike missed two games. Oh, that's why Steve has more sacks than he does.
Oh, okay. So Tyree from
the Icons
had two sacks yesterday. All right, let's put him up there then.
I don't think he's on here yet. Okay. Make sure.
Yeah, we can just drop him in right there. Two sacks, Tyree from Icons. If everybody got to report your interceptions and your sacks and
pick
your
sixes,
pick six, your everything. Because at the end of the year,
we're going to do something, give a little trophy or something for the stat leaders.
Yeah. So,
it's just nice to see, like, you're actually bringing name and recognition to people that nobody would ever know.
I mean, if you
just
I
think
mean,
about it, how many people are
track
like,
this shit?
Who's Dimitri? Oh, I thought his name was Marty. Like, nobody knew who he was. Matt Jr., nobody even knew that was Matt's son.
I know
a lot
I
of people
did.
Didn't
I know I didn't
son.
Know that. I didn't know it until
like,
later. So,
I mean, this is just bringing recognition. Rashawn, I think he played on Steel City last year.
Man, that kid is fucking good.
Yeah,
man.
He played on Steel City last year, and then when you guys played, I was like, who the heck is that kid? Where
I've never seen him before,
guy?
Yeah.
It was Dante and Rashawn. But now Rashawn is making a name for himself.
Yeah, he definitely is. Definitely is.
Even slow-ass Ike is creeping his way up there. Ray's has got four touchdowns. Like, Brandon, like, it's just, man, it's nice to see.
Yeah.
What people are actually doing.
Cliff still got three.
Yeah. There's a, Andrew Fitzpatrick from the Crypto Sharks has three.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one, Skylar Clark, he'd be scoring a lot too. So, it's not the same people scoring every week for these
Mm-mm.
teams.
No. Which is good and awesome. So, all right.
Cam hasn't moved up since week two.
Owen got two catches yesterday. All right, let's do the.
All right, so week six. We don't got the times, but we'll go over the games. It's April 24th. Camden versus the Prospects. Rock Bottom versus the Slough.
Oh, wait. You want to pick them?
You want to pick them now?
We can pick them now. Camden versus Prospects. I got Camden by 14.
Well, I don't even care if they have their last week. Squad out It doesn't matter whether they're fully rostered or landed in squad. I was going to say
Camden's dangerous.
Camden by 14.
Yeah.
I was going to say Camden by 18. Rock Bottom versus the Sloth.
Give me the Sloth.
The Sloth?
Give me the Sloth. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, they fight hard. I mean,
they do fight hard, but it's going to be a tough game.
Playoff game, they lost by like 2 points.
Yeah, give me Bottom by
Oh, that's why we should keep track of kick and punt returns as well. What, if somebody runs it back?
I haven't seen anybody do that
yet.
I
mean, if somebody runs back a kick or punt return, let us know. We'll keep track of it.
Why not?
Oh, there's Aaron.
Aaron, what's up?
And Owen says,
or is that fucking
Johnny?
Nah, that's
just me. All right.
Owen
said,
he's saying I got two catches, acting like if I have more reps, I wouldn't have more.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you, Owen.
Because you don't play offense.
Get your thong out your ass, dude. I was playing.
He's actually prodding you. For, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Means that you're a sub on offense.
What's up, Aaron?
Yo. Nah, I wanted to play the effing game with your grass picking.
All right, you're right in time. Let's go back. Camden versus Prospects. Who you got?
What you guys have?
He's got Camden by 14. I got Camden by 18.
They play the Sloth?
No, Prospects.
Oh, Prospects. Oh, Rock Bottom?
Nah, Camden. Camden versus Prospects.
Camden by 30.
Damn.
Shit, Aaron.
Got a dog fight with who?
Most Hated.
Yeah, Most Hated. Come on, now.
And it was the week before GCRs.
I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, I mean, they're just struggling. I just...
It happens.
Rock Bottom versus the Sloths.
Go ahead, Aaron. You go first.
Rock Bottom by...
Val said, ouch. Val said, ouch, Aaron.
They got talent. The Prospects have talent.
They're missing something. I don't know what it is. They're just.
They put up what? Against Bradley Walsh, and that's a good ass defense.
34.
Yeah. And Bradley Walsh got some good ass defense.
Yeah. Wait till you see the defense ranking.
Yeah, I know he's gonna be shocked.
Wait till you see what Camden did to Bradley Walsh in the defense ranking.
Yeah, I told Sean earlier. I told him what happened. He was like, what? I'm like, yeah, dog. That's what happened.
My, how the money is falling.
Yeah.
We'll go over that next.
All
right.
Who you got?
He said Rock Bottom by 10.
What you got?
I'm going to say Rock Bottom by 12.
I'll go Rock Bottom by...
You're not really blowing anybody out.
I'll go Rock Bottom by seven.
Sloth is a tough team.
Yeah.
You're actually picking Rock Bottom?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's the first time you picked them all season.
I know.
Barely Washed versus Most Hated. That's not even fair.
No, fuck that. Give me the Sloth. Give me the Sloth by 4.
Oh. Spicing
it up.
Yeah. Give me the Sloth by 4. Fuck that.
Tackle fuel. Come on, Brandon. Let's go.
I think they can do it.
They're playing well. From what I've seen from Christian.
When they play Performance Lab.
Did they go out there and play Rock Bottom the same way?
They played Rock Bottom tough last year in the playoffs. Yeah.
They stay the
fuck
chance.
That.
They
yeah.
definitely do.
Give me the Sloth.
I didn't need that W, so.
Shout out to Ike.
Barely Washed versus Most Hated.
Oh, God.
That's not even fair. I'm going to say Barely Washed by 30.
Wait, Most Hated got in a dogfight with the Prospects.
Yes. That's not saying much. That's not saying much.
So what are you saying? You got Barely Washed by 30?
Yeah.
Kim's got Barely Washed by 30.
I think Spellman's put up 8 touchdowns a week.
But Most Hated has athletes on their team. They just their offense struggles.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Our offense struggles.
I mean, it takes time.
But catching the ball.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's Spellman. That's not Spellman's fault. I don't think it's Spellman's fault. I just think it's the receivers. But
too many
whatever.
Drops.
Yeah, too many drops. But all right, give me Barely Washed by 14.
Got barely washed or most hate it?
Barely washed by 28.
Oh, my God.
NJ Lab versus the Crypto Sharks. That could be a good game.
Yeah.
The Crypto Sharks are learning. They're doing their homework.
They're competing.
They're competing, mm-hmm. Yeah. Austin played well as quarterback last week.
He did. He did. You go first.
I'm still going to – I got to go with NJ Lab, but I'm going to say NJ Lab by 5.
Aaron, you're next.
NJ Lab by 12.
I'm going to go NJ Lab by 14.
Trauma Roofing versus Street Runners. That's not even fair. I say Trauma Roofing by 35.
Yeah.
It's a lopsided week again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if Ralph put up 34 points against them.
Yeah, Anthony's going to dig in that ass.
Yeah. Yes. But then again, I mean, they played well against Rock Bottom.
They did.
The Street Runners.
But Ralph put up 35 points on them.
Hey, Willie. Hashtag Braves.
Yo, what's up, Willie? Oh.
Willie had some nice plays, nice catches.
Yes. I think Willie.
Nice throws, nice catches.
Willie hit the. Aaron got the game tying touchdown. Willie got the game winning extra point. So.
Woo.
Thank God. Yo, I wouldn't even be on here today if we lost. I'd just be so depressed. Like, no, I can't.
He didn't want to
do
it last week. That's, he kept putting it off. He's like, oh, we'll just report it. And hopefully nobody comes on.
All right, who you got, Aaron?
Trauma Roofing versus Street Runners.
Give me Trauma by 24.
Jose said, take that hat off, Aaron.
Here you go with this joke.
Yeah. Yo.
Show me your green card.
Oh, God. Damn. There's nothing like good old-fashioned racism.
Said, just give me the rock. I'm Booby Miles in his bitch. Who you got? Trauma or Street Runners?
Give me trauma by 30.
Wow. They said, show me them dinosaur teeth. I know.
What?
Jose said, show me them dinosaur teeth. And then Willie said, let Booby spin coach. All right, GCRs versus the Icons. That's going to be a good game.
Oof, it should be a good game. I think the Icons are on a roll.
The Icons, I don't know.
I'm going Icons by 6. Icons are on a roll. They're going for 3 in a row.
I say Icons by 7.
Maybe even, is that 4 in a row? I don't know what happened.
This is 2 today. Or yesterday.
Yeah. Who you got, Aaron?
Knowing where my boy Vinny works, I don't think Vinny's going to be there.
I don't think so either.
I'm going to go Icons by 3.
Okay.
Steel Suspects versus the Mustang.
Aaron, you're up.
Well, I got to go first.
Because you ain't go first yet.
Nah, you go first. You pick this one.
All right, give me Steel Suspects by.
You're not going for the Mustang?
Give me Steel Suspects by 10.
I'm gonna say. Go ahead.
Give me Mustangs by 1.
What?
There you go.
Shut up, Aaron. Stop it, dog.
Kurt.
My boy Kurt.
I think they're both like 2 and 3.
Okay. Okay, what you got?
I'm going to say Steel Suspects by 7. And then Braves versus the Panthers.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
You got a lot
not
of
thinking
Panthers
that.
Betting on that game.
Yeah, they want a piece, bro.
Yeah, they do.
They want a piece. This came up to me and made me pass out by touching my neck. Like, I'm like, ugh.
See you in 2 weeks.
Hey, I woke up. He's like, 2 weeks, motherfucker. 2 weeks.
They ain't ready.
Yeah. Sober.
Fleetwood wanted to bet you money.
Well, yeah, yo, they're real confident.
Oh, yeah.
They really think they really want smoke.
As they said, you got a 20 by 20.
They got their starting defense.
You got the Brandon. You got the Panthers by. You got the Panthers by one. Write it down. Brandon's got the Panthers by one. Okay. Anybody else want to? Jose, what you got?
Braves versus Panthers.
What you got, Jose?
Braves.
Val.
Jose, what would be? You better pick us.
Val, what you got, Val?
Braves versus Panthers. What do you got? Jose, I love it.
Me too.
Jose said Braves by 0.6.
a half a point, huh? Okay. Trying to clown us. All right. Okay. That's cool.
Braves by tie. A lot of people think the Panthers can beat you.
They can beat us.
I mean, I know they can. It's always tough, whether it was Ralph and the Panthers or Diz and the Panthers. He said Diz coming in for extra point game winner, and going to stare the camera down.
Okay.
He did slow motion, too.
Yeah, right. This cannot catch them fireballs from fucking this guy, man.
Somebody else would have to catch it and pitch it to him.
Somebody else would have to catch it and pitch it to him. Nah, we're not game of the
week.
Well,
yeah,
who
else is going to be game of the week? GCRs versus the Icons? The rest are like blowouts. There's any rock bottom.
Yeah, we might be game of the week. Yeah.
We might be game of the week.
Yeah.
The only other one would be GCRs and the Icons. The rest are mismatches.
No way in hell Diz can. I seen Diz dropping Ralph's passes. Oh, Byron, my bad.
Ain't no way he catches them heat-seeking missiles.
No, hell no.
He would
hell no.
Break his arm off.
Yo.
Well, he is a ninja, you know what I mean?
Wow, dude.
We'll see. We shall see. Coming 2 weeks, we shall see. I am not predicting nothing. I'm just saying. We shall see.
They're
definitely
to see conference.
Yeah, they are. But why is our game the only one circled on their schedule?
They won two games and they're like Braves.
Yeah,
next.
We got the Braves.
This is our year.
Mhm. It's all good.
I gotta wear a glove. You might fuck this finger up playing it. Okay.
They're coming after you from last year, the year before that.
And the year before that, the year before that,
like,
the year before
payback
that.
Payback for the last five seasons.
I guess Byron's their hero. To be a hero!
Oh, I said I had two interceptions. You only have me with one on the list. I had one week one. All bad?
Wait, we do got Ike for two.
Interceptions, not Okay. All right, let's see. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people on the list, and there's a lot of names every week. So if I miss you or I get it wrong, definitely let me know. Sometimes I put the wrong players under the wrong team. It's hard to keep track of everybody.
All right. So let's rock.
I fixed Ike.
All right.
All right. So now let's get into some rankings.
All right. Let's go to the power rankings.
You want the power or offensive defense?
My bad. You're right.
All right. So... He said he's ripping your lip off.
Why are you clocking me?
He's ripping your lip off. Yeah, that ball. But imagine getting hit in the face with one of fucking Byron's passes, dog.
Well, he said Braves 30-12. Val said the Panthers hunting the Braves. And Byron said, I'm humble now, Val. LOL.
Yeah, all right, man.
And Byron wants some smoke, too.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Got plenty of it.
Just remember that. All right, so week five offensive rankings. Number one is Trauma Roofing with 167. Two is Camden with 147.
Wait, that's not in order. Okay.
Yes, it is.
It is? Oh, yeah. Shit. My bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was looking up here.
No.
I'm sorry.
Down here. Trauma's number one, 167. Camden's two at 147. The Steel Suspect is three with 149.
Trauma Roof is the number one scoring offense?
Yes. Yep. By 20 points. They got Camden by 20 points.
Damn. Okay.
Then
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Steel Suspects are number three with 141.
That's math for you.
Rock Bottom's four with 135. Barely Washed is five with 131. The Braves are six with 118. The Sloths are seven with 94. NJ Lab is eight with 83. Icons are nine with 79. Panthers are 10 with 70. Mustangs 11 with 53. GCR is 12 with 53. Prospects are 13 with 15. No, that's not right.
That can't be right.
No, Prospects.
They scored. If Brace has four touchdowns.
51. I don't know why I wrote it backwards. Prospects are 13 with 51. Crypto Sharks are 14 with 46. Street Runners are 15 with 25. And Most Hated is last with 18 points in five games.
That's Spellman and them. The Street Runners outscored Most Hated?
Yep.
Holy
Street Runners have been putting up two touchdowns a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spellman's put up
one a week.
Every other game.
Stop.
Well, 18 to 10.
Stop. Why are you saying it like that?
Because it's 18 points.
One every other game.
18 divided by 5 weeks, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Every other game.
One every other game. All right, let's go defense.
And the Braves were... six on offense.
With six.
So for defense, the defense changes this week. Number one is Camden with 45. Two is NJ Lab with 50. Three is Rock Bottom with 51.
Time out. Points they gave up the whole entire season last year.
And the playoffs. It's 50
Camden.
Points.
Camden. Yeah.
51 points.
They gave up 45 points. Think about that. We only played five games. Last season they gave up 50 points the whole season.
They were a different team, though. They were a totally different team. They were on some other shit last season.
Yeah.
I think if we would have kept track last season, Craig would have had like 20 sacks.
Yeah, probably. All right, my bad. Start over. I'm sorry.
Number one, Camden, 45. Two, NJ Lab, 50. Three, Rock Bottom, 51. Four is the Sloth with 68. Five is the Braves with 78. Six is GCRs with 81. Seven is the Steel Suspects with 83. Eight is Trauma Roofing with 86. Nine is the Panthers with 86. 10 is the Mustangs with 87. 11 is Barely Washed with 91.
What?
Yeah.
They dropped from, they were in 6 to 11.
Damn.
You giving up 34 points this week.
Yeah.
All right, the Crypto Sharks are 12 with 93. Prospects are 13 with 97. Most Hated is 14 with 100. Icons are 15 with 110. And the Street Runners are 16 with 165.
Oof.
165 points in five games.
Oof.
165
points?
165
yeah, I mean, we're not shocked. They're a new team.
That's 33 points
that
a week.
Much.
Yeah.
33 points they've given up about that.
Wow.
Damn.
You said the Sloths are four. Yeah, the Sloths are four.
So the Sloths got a solid defense. I think the Braves, we've given up a lot of points, I feel like, the last few games. But those two shutouts we got early in the season is, like, it's helping us out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's keeping you in it.
Yeah.
But look, a lot of, like, even Trauma Roofing is number eight. They're tied with the Panthers, actually.
I should have known Trauma Roofing had the number one offense.
Well, yeah, they put up 50 points two weeks in a row.
How NJ Labs is all the way down in eighth?
On defense?
No, offense.
Yeah,
they're eight on offense, two on defense. All right, so let's go. All right, Camden is two on offense, one on defense. NJ Lab is eight on offense, two on defense. Rock Bottom is four on offense, three on defense. The Sloths are 7 on offense, 4 on defense. Braves are 6 on offense, 5 on defense. GCRs is 12 on offense, 6 on defense.
Mm.
Steel Suspects are 3 on offense, 7 on defense. Trauma Roofing is 1 on offense, 8 on defense. Panthers are 10 on offense, 9 on defense. Mustangs, 11 on offense, 10 on defense. Barely Washed is 5 on offense, 11 on defense.
5 on offense, 11 on defense.
Yeah.
Whew.
They were 6.
All right, keep going. Is that everybody?
Crypto Sharks are 14 on offense, 12 on defense. Prospects are 13 on offense, 13 on defense. Most Hated is 16 on offense, 14 on defense. The Icons are 9 on offense, 15 on defense.
Shit.
And then the Street Runners are 15 on offense, 16 on defense. So the Icons have a better offense than their defense. The Street Runners have a little better offense than their defense. The Most Hated has a better defense than their offense. Like, that just goes to show you what,
You're like kind of you're kind of like hovering around the same spot on both sides of the ball, honestly, except for some teams.
I barely lost was 5 last week, so they dropped 6 places.
Damn.
Well, that defense, you can't go by that. Well, you can go by that, but
yeah, it's points, man.
Yeah.
You shouldn't know because they got a good ass defense.
Bro, they've given up. They've given up a lot of points.
As I said, we're going to back up top on defense. Watch. We're going to be back up on top on defense. Watch. Well, yeah. After this week, when you beat up on the Street Runners, you'll be back there.
Yeah, yeah. And get a shutout.
Yeah.
They need a shutout. Yeah.
That'll fucker gonna put you right back in there.
All right, let's do the power rankings in this thing.
All right, go for it. Number one. All right,
Camden's number one. Rock Bottom's number two. What the fuck? Ah, our camera just went off.
There we go.
All right. My bad.
There we go. All right.
Camden's number one. Rock Bottom's number two. Wait. Time out. No. We got to put Rock Bottom there.
Who are you going to put ahead of them?
I mean, Trauma Roof. But they beat them.
Yeah.
They beat them. So Trauma Roof is number three?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Aaron?
Yep. Yep.
Who goes next?
We had Barely
Usual
Washed,
Suspects.
Last week we had Barely Washed. Barely Washed, but last week we had Barely Washed, NJ Lab, Steel Suspects.
I go Barely Washed.
All right, but Barely Washed took the L.
But so the Usual Suspects.
So the Usual Suspects and so the NJ Lab.
Yeah, so where
but
are we going?
The Icons didn't.
We can't put the Icons up there.
What's the record? Oh, no, they just got two wins.
They're three and – no. Wait, are they three wins?
They're 3-2.
They're 3-2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 3-2. I thought I was thinking 2-3, but, yeah, they're 3-2.
So, Barely Washed is next?
What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, fourth, Barely Washed. Yeah, fourth.
All right, then we have to put NJ Lab.
NJ Lab or Usual Suspects?
We can't. NJ Lab crushed them.
Oh, yeah, NJ Lab's next. Yeah,
NJ Lab.
Yeah, you're right.
Then we had Icons, Braves.
Nah, usual.
They beat you, so.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, you got them up there.
Then next, we had Icons, Braves, Panthers, Sloth.
I would go Icons.
Keep the order. Just go Sloth above the Panthers.
I'll go Icons at...
Icons, Braves.
Braves, and then...
You say Sloth and Panthers.
Sloth and Panthers? Sloth and Panthers?
Sloth and Panthers,
yeah. Yeah, the Panthers, or the Sloth have had a tough schedule. Crypto Sharks, Mustangs, GCRs, Prospects, Street Runners, Most Hated. Do you agree Most Hated is less? You got it.
Is Most Hated worse than the Street Runners?
The Street Runners are putting up more points than Most Hated.
Nobody got a win yet?
Nah. They play each other, though.
Week 10.
Who gave up the most points? Street Runners? They last.
Yeah, Street Runners gave up the most points.
But Most Hated has only scored, like, 5 points.
Yeah, 18. Street Runners scored 25.
I can't wait to see that game.
But Street runners that gave
That's
up.
That's why I gave it a week.
Street runners gave up 65 more points than most hated.
They got to make that 11 o'clock game.
Okay, so I would say Street Runners is the worst team.
Yeah, that's what I said. Street Runners is the worst team.
Mm-hmm.
Then most hated.
Then most hated. Because Spellman is still a better quarterback than anything that they have.
Is that in Geo?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I would go.
Then we got Crypto Sharks.
Wait, didn't Crypto Sharks beat the Mustangs?
Yes, they did. That's why they're ahead of them.
Crypto Sharks.
There we got Mustangs, Panthers, Mustangs, Prospects, and GCRs.
Mustangs.
Wait. Crypto Sharks and then the Mustangs?
They have to. Crypto Sharks beat the Mustangs.
All right. And then what about the Prospects?
Well, didn't they beat GCRs?
No, they just beat Most Hated.
Yeah. Didn't GCRs beat them?
GCRs beat who?
Yeah, they played week two. Who won? Prospects. First GCRs. GCRs won.
GCRs won. Yeah.
GCRs. Impressive.
Oh, man. That's just...
That's a fair list. That's a good list.
Hey, Valza, not the worst. Just say last. Be nice, folks.
What do you mean?
You said are they the worst team in the league?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Right.
They're still learning. I mean...
Worst, last. My fault. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm
no,
just trying
but
to
you were them before. So.
Yeah. So let's go. Give
all right, so week five power rankings. Number one, Camden. Two, Rock Bottom. Three, Trauma Roof. Four, Barely Washed. Five, NJ Lab. Six, Steel Suspects. Seven, Icons. Eight, Graves. Nine, Sloth. 10, Panthers. 11, Crypto Sharks. 12, Mustangs. 13, GCRs. 14, Prospects. 15, Most Hated. 16, Street Runners.
And the Street Runners are last, not the worst.
Yeah. Not the worst. They're getting there. They're figuring it out.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
Yeah, they're the only team that got a pick six this week.
Yeah. But what else we got? That's it?
That's it. We got to do our fantasy, but seems that there's no games this week,
yeah.
We'll probably do it on Monday.
Yeah, we'll do our fantasy on Monday.
Next Monday. We'll go over the times and do our fantasy.
Shout out to everybody that, won this week and everybody that competed, so...
it was a good week of games. Good matchup.
It was. This far, I thought it should have been the best week, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it was pretty good games.
It's like every other week. One week is good matchups, then it's mismatches. Then it's good matchups, then it's mismatches. The next good matchups is week 10.
I want to say happy Easter to everybody, and it's going to suck that we're not playing this week.
Yeah. Yeah, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yo, Aaron.
You got to pick a date for the one-on-ones. We haven't brought it up in a little bit.
Are you going to compete in the one-on-one?
Yeah, I'm competing.
Yes, sir.
You're competing.
Yes, sir.
Vinny's got to compete.
Yeah, I want him to. Yeah, what was Vinny out there doing, dog? He was out there shaking and baking on everybody.
Bro. Oh, my goodness. Slow ass rugby shit. Shit's working too.
That's
fake ass pitch
back. The fake, it's like on some Magic Johnson no look fake pitches and everybody just freezes like freeze.
So
hey, he's still running.
Yeah, he'd be awesome for it. Like the boy gets busy, man. So Val,
play after the Mustangs.
The Braves.
Oh, sookie now.
So week six, you guys played the Mustangs. Week seven, the Braves. Then most hate it.
Oh, shit. Another thing about week seven. All league fees are due to Bill by week seven.
Yeah.
All money has to be in by week seven.
Or you're not going to be scheduled week eight.
So get that money in.
Yeah, so, all right. I don't know if you and your old kid. Week nine, Steel Suspects play Barely Washed.
Man, we got
then
such
Camden, a... then Prospects.
What?
Ellen said, bro, Vinny would stand still and no one would know what to do.
No, it was like, touch him? Just touch him.
Brandon said, week 11 is circled on their schedule.
Week 11?
The Braves versus this loss.
Why does everybody want a piece of us so bad, man? Can't we all just get along?
Because you're Skip Bayless. Rashawn said, get Rashawn in fantasy. I got you.
Yo, I got you this week, bro. I got you. I told you I was going to pick him. I told you I was going to pick him this week, but we didn't do it because somebody was being a dick.
Yeah,
not
okay.
Saying any names.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't get up.
I don't
want to do
that. No, I didn't
want to
do that. Midnight on Saturday.
But it's all good. I got you, Rashawn. I mean, let me get 2 touchdowns, dog. How many?
They're playing GC Irish. They got a tough defense. I think I'll
wait.
He's
faster than anybody on that team.
I think I'll wait and pick Rashawn week 7 when they play runners.
Wait, you still got the first pick, though.
If I choose the first pick.
Yeah. Whatever.
I think I'll pick Rashawn on week 7 when they play the Street Runners.
he might be my keeper.
GCR, no, they're no keeper.
Yeah.
Keeper is Dimitri. He's picking
yeah,
every game.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to give him up now.
No, I'm not.
Well,
you keep picking Mac Jr.
Yeah.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it? It's 1 o'clock?
One time we split.
Almost.
I picked Scott Simpson, and I got nothing.
And then I got him, and I got 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Like when I switched and tried to pick people you picked. So I got to stick my
So stay away from Dimitri then.
Aaron and,
stay away from my pick.
Matt Jr., Nick Grosso, they're my old faithfuls right there.
Yeah. I got Dimitri. I picked Ike once.
Cheek.
Yeah, you're always picking Cheek, too.
They
score every week.
Dante said, I'll make sure not to throw him the ball.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dante. You're a real pal.
Brandon said, week 11 circle, so we can keep Aaron out top 8 back-to-back seasons.
No, last season didn't count. I was quarterback.
Yeah, last season was a shit show. Like, that was a pickup backyard game.
Yeah. But
every game is a
listen, yo, listen, like the best. All right, so I mean, the touchdowns make you the best. Is Dimitri the best receiver in the league right now?
Yeah, based off the stats, yeah.
I mean, based off stats, yeah.
Based off stats, he's number 1. Matt Jr.'s number 2, and Nook is number 3. Cheek and Nick Grosso are tied for 4. Aaron, Scott Simpson, and Rashawn are tied for 5.
Damn!
What else could you go off of?
I mean, that's why we're doing this, because that's what we're doing.
There's nothing else on offense.
I'm coming for top 3. How many of them off top 3? I'm only off top 3 by 2 touchdowns, right?
Nah, Matt Jr.'s got 9.
8, and Nook's got 8.
No, you're 2 behind 3. You're 2 off of 3. Nook's got 3. I mean, 8.
I'll get there. I'll get top 3.
Okay.
Mike, you come in and
you know what? Yo, and then fucking, you know who's coming up the charts real crazy? Andrew.
I told you that.
Andrew's a beast,
and
man.
And I think you're using this shit as motivation, too, low-key.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
I think Dimitri's gonna end up fucking.
Because they're playing a Street Runner, so
at this pace, Dimitri's gonna go over like fucking 25-30 touchdowns.
Fairly Walsh is playing the Street Runners this week. If Andrew puts up 3 touchdowns, he's tied up there at 7 with Nick Grosso and Cheek.
Damn.
And that brings him right to the top of the list.
I'm 1 off of that too.
Not to mention, Matt had fucking 4 in 1 game. 4. But Dimitri scores 3 at, like it's nothing. 2 every game.
I think he had 2 games where he put up 3.
But Nook's just consistently scoring as well.
Nook just put up 3.
Nook just had 3.
Yeah. Cheek scored 1 a week. I think 1 week he had 2. Rashawn had 3 against you guys.
Damn, I would have had 8. Beginning of the season, them 2 damn drops.
Yeah, you did drop it. You did.
And your last week, too, his out of bounds one that Ty Potts called out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one, too.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, the one that got tipped off.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. I mean, we're putting up touchdowns.
Yeah. A lot of people creeping. Money's working his way up. Ike's not far.
Ice coming up there, too.
Kurt's coming up. Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Kurt's getting jiggy with it, too.
This is going to be a fun race by the end of the season.
Yeah, it is, yo. Yo, fucking Tyree's got fucking four rushing touchdowns.
Three rushing touchdowns.
Three. I'm sorry. That's Ty. What? Ty.
Center.
Okay, the center. Yeah, my
this
bad.
This was Tyree. Three touchdowns.
Four.
You know he likes his wheel routes. you know he releases the center always.
Yeah. Damn, he got four? Shit.
Dante's Inferno. The top three, that's a negative Ghost Rider.
Oh, shit. Damn. Why is he going to be all that, Dante? Dimitri, put that up.
And then Val said, Dimitri scores a lot based on their offensive scheme. All credit, he's definitely good, though. But it's not just Dimitri. Like, Chad puts up points every week.
Uh-huh.
Vinny, Marty, like, there's a bunch of players that be scoring every week. Dimitri puts up multiples every week. And then Brandon said, I just got to stay in front of Big Red, and I'll be content with winning some games. Big Red's creeping up the list.
Yeah, Red's creeping on you,
he's
bro.
He's one behind you.
He's just one behind, dog.
You slacked this week. You didn't.
I thought you were going to eat against them, bro.
Good.
I thought you were going to eat against fucking the Crypto Sharks. But, we got to get this guy needs to get on the list.
Who?
Kid from Crypto Sharks.
Which one?
Light skin kid that made the top football list. Quentin.
Oh, he's on the list.
How many has he
got?
He's got
one.
Ah, come on, Quentin. We got to do better than that.
He got Austin throwing his first touchdown this past week.
Yeah, do better than that, Quentin. No, that's awesome, though. I'm talking.
He had one touchdown and one interception.
What's that? Yeah, he got the two S's.
Where?
Eric.
Oh, Mustang.
Oh, yeah. Eric got a touchdown this week.
Yeah, Eric made the list.
And it's going to be crazy. I can't wait. Let's see. You know who's not on here? Eber's not on here.
You know why?
Oh,
because Eber doesn't play offense anymore.
Eber's not on there.
Eber, Johnny Ebert is no longer a receiver.
Nah, he caught an extra point, though.
That doesn't count.
I know.
He turned in his cleats to for rushing sneakers.
What was you saying, Aaron?
No, I ain't saying nothing. I got something funny, but I ain't going to say it.
Yeah.
Look, even Monster John's on the list. Ravager John's on the list.
Yeah, he is.
Damn.
How many
touchdowns?
One. I think he scored the Mustang first touchdown.
Week one, yeah. He hasn't been back to the end zone since, but.
One more than Johnny.
Is one more than Johnny. Yeah. Oh, man. So, we'll see.
Kyrie. I thought Kyrie would have more.
I thought he would have more, too. Maybe we overrated him.
Or maybe Byron spreading the ball around.
Yeah, maybe. Yo, fucking Cam's got more touchdowns.
You know who's
than,
not on this list?
Who?
Frank.
Oh.
Frank's not on the list.
Nah, Frank ain't.
Nah, Frank played defense,
though. I think Frank is. Yeah, Frank only played D.
Fleetwood's on here. AJ. Cam. No Frank, though.
No Frank. And fucking Kyrie only has one touchdown,
two. He just got his second one this past week.
Shit. Okay.
He's not the go-to on the Panthers anymore.
I cannot wait to play the Panthers. Oh, my God.
They want a piece of the Braves' bed.
I don't know why.
Yeah. This is going to mush you. This is going to jam you at the line. this is for us.
Dimitri's on a mission? Yeah. Is that Anthony from...
Oh, yeah.
From... Trauma.
That's the quarterback from Trauma Ruthven.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're on a mission, too.
I think you're on a mission, too, there, buddy.
They leave Frederick Douglass alone.
They do. I call him Cooper Kupp, man. Kupp and Stafford out there killing it.
I said it yesterday. I'm like, we should have kept track of the quarterback that threw the most picks this season. It's kind of hard now, this far into it. I don't know what else we can do for the quarterbacks.
Yeah, we do everything for the quarterbacks. Let's give the receivers and everybody else
and
the sack leaders some love.
If anyone has any kick returns or punt returns, definitely let us know. We'll add them to the list. Make another category.
I haven't seen a punt return ever.
No, since last year, Terrence Max did it.
That was a kick return.
Kick return, yeah.
I've seen which girl do a punt return before. Maurice.
Who was? Didn't they say Craig had one? Somebody had one.
Craig got one.
Someone
a punt return?
Yeah, this season.
No, kick return.
This season.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't hear that. But I believe it.
You got one.
Yo, the season's half. That was week 5.
Yep.
It was only 11 games. The season's halfway over already.
You got to pick a day for your one-on-ones. Like.
I know. Like, so if we win fucking 3 more games and lose 2 more, and then that one last game, we should make the top 8. Hopefully.
You only got.
I mean, we're not going to start saying who we should be.
No.
And shit. I'm not, because everybody hates me enough. So
you got 6 games left. Six weeks, 8 weeks, 6 games. So you got to pick a date for your one-on-one.
What's the next bye?
It's Memorial Day weekend.
Maybe we can do that Saturday. I don't know.
May 29th?
Yeah.
All right. We'll put some dates out. Got some good dates for people for Memorial Day weekend. Or for the one-on-one. Say like an hour. It's not going to be 2 hours, maybe 3 hours most.
Nah, it's not going to be that long. Like an hour and a half, an hour.
Brandon said, don't count on that one last game.
Oh, come on, Brandon. Brandon, we had Vinny playing quarterback, and we still should have beat you last year. Come on, you guys got the same team.
Was that the first time they beat y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because I remember them saying that they always beat Jim, but they never beat you, the Braves.
You'd be on vacation, Owen. When? That. Oh, all right.
You'll be on
vacation. I'll be on vacation that next week.
Y'all, everybody can go on vacation after June 26th.
Jesus Christ,
after the playoffs are over. But, all right, so that depends on how many people show up. It might be an hour, might be an hour and a half for the one-on-ones, but if you have 40 people show up, it's not going to be enough.
I doubt if I have 40 people show up. I hope we get 15. Shit.
Brandon said you didn't add anyone that can guard him.
You hear this, Aaron? You can't guard Brandon. You can't guard Brandon Carter.
And we're gonna go one on one.
Yeah. Can't guard him. Goop can guard you, Brandon. What are you talking about? Ron can guard you, dog.
Brandon, what are you saying? Brandon said that was directly at you, Aaron.
Oh. He wants the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Drop the ball first. Nobody dropped last season.
Damn.
Brandon, my boy.
He was a piece of you too.
We'll see.
They think they're gonna have a rematch, a replay of last season, repeat.
We'll see.
All right, so right now we're shooting for May 28th,
somewhere around there.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. Maybe, but if not, we'll just do it at the end of the season.
We can do that. Willie said Aaron will shot Brandon Carter down.
Ooh, yeah. Tell Willie. Willie.
And Brandon said, if I'm even, I'm leaving. Got to make sure I catch it, though.
If I'm even, I'm leaving.
Yo.
If I'm even, I'm leaving.
Yeah, if I'm even, I'm leaving.
I thought, okay.
So it's like this. So if they go running, they're running.
Catch,
if he gets to the same level, if they're even together, he's saying he's leaving them.
Saying he's faster than you.
Yeah, he's saying he's way faster than Aaron. That's what he's saying. Yo, fucking C-Rod played a good game, bro.
Hey, you keep saying that.
Yeah, he did.
C-Rod played a good game, man.
Wow, were you shocked?
No, I haven't seen him in a while.
Forgot.
Nah, I just ain't seen him in a while. He hasn't been out there since I haven't seen him
out
there.
I remember not last season, season before that, we're like, GCR's like, you got a Spanish guy? When the hell did GCR's get a Spanish guy? Like, oh, you're supposed to be the Spanish guy in GCR's?
But man, you ain't Spanish.
He's been a part of like, you're not Spanish.
Nah, but he had a good game. Yo, he jammed the fucking shit out of Willie, yo. You saw that, yo?
I wish I had the replay up where Knopf pushed Dalton out.
He pushed Dalton into the barely washed field, the other field.
Dalton was running for that. He was running away.
You seen that shit, yo? He pushed Dalton into like another field and shit, like, oh.
Dalton was running away from him, like out of bounds. I guess hoping he wouldn't touch him. Can I like him, like?
He just took off.
He over, tumbled, covered off.
He wanted to push him so bad.
I know.
He did that to the street runner dude too.
Yo, all right, let's go back. Then we will leave it off at that. Do you think that you, what did they call you, holding? Or was that, or blocking the back? It was a hold? Do you think you was holding him?
No, I wasn't holding him. My hands was not outside his body first of all. The refs behind me could clearly see that my hands wasn't around him. Second, how can you call that from the opposite side of the field with the defender's back towards you? How can you see holding? You can't, you're not x-ray, you can't see x-ray.
And it's not like, I didn't see you grab his jersey or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't grab shit.
Yeah.
I didn't grab nothing. Hands in his chest, we both just going diagonal.
You slipped.
So you're saying Dirty Mark, the dirtiest ref, was playing favoritism.
He called a bad call. That was a bad call. I don't give a fuck with nobody.
He was playing favoritism for his old team.
You can't make a holding call if you can't see the man's hands. How can you call holding?
I thought he saw you pull his jersey or something. I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't think, and the block in the back that they called, I didn't think that was a block in the back either.
No, I just tapped his shoulder.
Yeah.
With one hand. Not even with two.
So is Dirty Mark just making all
the
calls?
Dirty Mark didn't make that call.
Oh, I was about to say.
Nah,
is he just the one out there throwing all the flags on the Braves?
Nah, he actually did a good job. He did.
That was a significant call, though, because we didn't score after that.
We did score on that drive. That was Knopf's touchdown. Yeah. But it didn't really hurt us because it was like, I mean.
Yeah, but still, that was a badass call.
I didn't like it either, yo.
My hands wasn't on his back. And where can you see my hands at when it's in his chest?
Technically, isn't it the other rush calls to make that?
No. You see it, you throw the flag. That's what we want. Now, I want to hear it's not my call. That's why I appreciate Mark, even though I didn't agree with it, but I still appreciate the fact that he did it.
But how about last week when Willie caught the they caught the ball out of bounds, and the one ref went like this on his sideline and said touchdown, and Ty Foss is like, no, it's not a touchdown.
Yeah.
And Coop's like, how can you call that from the other side of the field when this ref is going like this? Like,
yeah, I know.
You got two refs, but you got two refs right there when Jim ran around me. You got the one that's looking at the quarterback that do the three count, and then you got the side judge. They ain't called no flag. So why is you throwing a flag all the way from the other side of the field, though?
Right.
I mean, if you see something, but I didn't see what he saw.
Like you said,
he was just reacting off of what they were saying.
He must have had x-ray vision then.
He was just reacting off of what they were saying. I didn't see the block. I mean, I didn't see the hole.
That's his team. That's his
point. And I watched the video, and I still can't see it.
You watched it over and over
again. Yeah, I watched it over and over again. I didn't see it. I thought it was a good block. I think you slipped.
This is Jim's running in touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it was another one where Knopf was coming to the sideline, and then he hit him in the shoulder, tapped his shoulder, and they're like, oh, God, it was a block in the back. And it wasn't.
And then he's like, whistle, like, holding.
Yeah. But nah. But whatever.
Hey, he was trying to help his friends win by any means necessary. Dirty Mark is going to make the dirtiest ref list.
Nah. I think he actually did a pretty good job, though.
Aaron, Owen said you can't handle the blocking.
What?
You ain't never seen him play center before. And you ain't never seen me rush.
Aaron can't handle the blocking.
Yeah, right. Owen got blocked and almost had a fucking conniption. You're like, oh my God, get off of me. Oh, stop it. Stop
it. Imagine if he did, if Dirty Marge belly flopped on him like he used to.
I know.
Like, Dirty Marge used to belly flop on people and lay on
them. No, but Vinny's brother actually, that was actually holding because he had his shirt. And he was pulling. Owen's like, what are you doing? Get off me. Get off. Stop it. But he was holding him.
Let me go.
But matter of fact, he held him. He got away from him. He pulled his jersey. And then he ran back and he grabbed his jersey again. He grabbed his jersey again.
He said, little guy got to hold. I guess you got to hold the little guy.
Yo, but it was holding. That was a good call. But, I mean, to be honest with you, it's still some guys are doing more than others. But, you know, I feel like everybody's still trying to participate, though, and actually fucking watch the game. At least I can say they're still watching the game.
I see more effort.
Yeah, I see definitely more effort.
The only time I didn't see effort was time. And then he's like off in La La Land, can't find his watch.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
All you got to do is hold the time and you can't find your watch. You guys had to call a timeout.
And then he didn't give us a timeout.
Nah, it messed up the game.
Finally see some pass interference calls now.
Yeah, yo, they're trying. They're paying attention. But so that's all we can ask.
Owen said that he's saying you're a little guy. He said, I'm saying Aaron's a little guy.
What?
He'll get his one-on-one day. He could try.
Yeah.
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 He won't make it past the first round.
You say Owen won't make it past the first round?
Cam might.
Oh, shit. Owen's getting eliminated in the first round?
Cam might make it in round two.
Maybe his brother will, but not him?
No.
Damn. Oh.
Cam's on the list. Owen's still got a long way to go. He's got to catch up.
Hey. I believe in Owen. I mean,
Owen,
I believe in Owen.
Owen, he was good at your team. He's got heart. He's dedicated. He wants to learn.
He wants to win.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
He wants to win, but he's willing to do whatever.
Yeah.
He said, tell Kim to put up a bet with me.
I might take that bet.
When we get closer to one-on-one.
Owen gets eliminated in the first round.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not.
Remember,
he
you heard it here first.
All right, let's end this thing.
Owen gets eliminated in the first round. Owen and Brandon.
You think Brandon gets eliminated in the first round?
No.
Yeah, Ari. Brandon's getting eliminated in the first round. That'll be the reason why.
I think I gonna get eliminated in the first round because he dropped the ball. Not fast enough.
Val said, I sound like a motivational coach.
All right, let's roll. Let's cook these pork chops.
Val's got to get in on the one-on-one.
Yo, Val was going to be that number one DB out there.
Yeah. Val, got to get Matt Jr.
Yeah, I definitely want Matt Jr. Aaron.
Vinny.
I want, because there ain't going to be a lot of DBs out there.
You're going to play defense.
Yeah, I'm
going to
play defense.
I want definitely Dimitri. Rashawn.
Yeah. Cliff Still. Nick Grasso. Nope.
I want Cheek.
Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of them. Ray. Like, Brandon.
And how many
Nook.
TVs you know that's going
to
be out there? Me, Val.
I don't know. It's whatever they want to play.
Maybe Coop.
Yeah, definitely Coop. Ron. Robbie dropping interceptions, but that don't count. Like, that's a deflection.
He'll just be eliminated in the first
No,
round.
He would just eliminate the fucking the receiver.
Oh, he smack it down.
Yeah,
he
or intercepted.
He's
out.
Yeah.
No matter.
That's four DBs.
Let's see what Hooks can do. Let's see what Fleetwood can do. I want Fleetwood out there,
Kyrie.
Mr. DB.
Oh, yeah, Kyrie.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see all that. Let's go.
Well, yeah.
Sean, I want
to
see G.
Some have to pick whether they're going to
be. I want to see Sean's brother.
They have to decide whether they're going to be offense or defense. Yeah.
Let's go.
Because there's not a lot of people are both sides of the ball. Like you have certain teams who are just.
I want Hooks out there. Let's get Hooks out there.
Johnny Ebert can be a DB.
Johnny Eber can be a ball boy.
He can be a line judge, the water boy.
Johnny Eber can get the balls for everybody. Like, all right. Johnny can say, you're Mark Cassette, go.
Andrew,
yeah. It can be a lot of good one-on-ones.
Yeah.
A lot.
I see a lot of good receiver one-on-ones, but he's right. There's DBs matchups.
Yeah.
We got to have the DBs out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait to, you know.
Yeah.
Play
yeah.
some of these wide receivers.
Oh, shit. Fucking Kurt. Kurt's going to be a monster. Yeah. Kurt would be a monster.
Yeah, he's gonna...
If you get a smart DB like me and Val, all you do is wait for, you know, his hands to go up and smack one of the arms.
Because you know that he's got to throw it up to him.
You got to go at least 10 yards. I would say 7 yards. 8 yards.
No, Egan's going to be one of them.
He ain't got no bagger route. Trash.
shit. Okay. Oof. It could be good. It could be real good.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be real good.
Bam out there on defense. I don't know.
Why not?
Who's defensive players. We might have to, like, I don't know.
We'll see.
Tyree can play offense.
Yeah, Tyree.
Or defense.
I know Egan said he'll throw for me, so.
Yeah.
What's that one kid on NJ Lab, the dreads, I think.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The kid from NJ Lab. The lead the league in interception. Well, he's up there with interceptions.
Oh, Travell Curry.
Yeah, Travell.
The one who got mushed down? That wasn't
oh, no.
That guy?
The guy that used to block the shit out of him.
The different color dreads.
Yeah. Him? He could be a good DB. Shoes? Can Shoes still play DB? Yeah. He's still leading the league in interceptions.
I hope they come out, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what you got to start telling people who are don't watch the show, don't listen to the show, too. As I said, we got to pick a date and, like,
yeah, go with
flyers
it.
Or something.
I would like to see Caney come out.
Yeah,
Vinny.
Vinny said at
fucking
the beginning of the
C-Rod.
Season,
I would like to see him, too.
Vinny said at the beginning of the season that he was interested. He didn't know if he was going to compete because he's old now, but he would be a judge if he needed him to.
I need you to play. I need you to compete.
Yeah. After the way
Vinny.
After the way I heard he played.
Bro, the way Vinny be bodying people up, bro. Like
Vinny can't afford that. Vinny can't afford that.
Vinny be fucking getting jigged with it. So we'll see, man.
He better not.
Fleetwood.
Fucking Terrence Mack, he plays DB.
Oh, yeah.
Terrence Mack. D-Mack.
D-Mack, yeah. Yeah.
Manny? All of them.
Let's see, man. Let's make it an event.
Knox, yeah.
Let's make it an event, but all right, let's get these pork chops a frying.
So sad. All right.
I'm going on DB against this guy.
Brandon said I'm going DB one-on-ones.
Against this guy. Oh, okay. Okay, that's probably the easiest way.
And Brandon said Dylan's going DB. He coming out and winning the whole John.
I'm going up against this guy.
Owen?
No. The shit-talking fool from Barely Washed. The cameraman.
Oh,
Diamond Hova. Diamond Hova wants smoke. Yeah.
That's what Owen asked. Slim going DB?
Yeah, I'm going against Diamond Hova.
And then Val said, I'm a game day guy. Senior citizen privilege. Left my ass up. I'll be there. Why not? Basically, it'll be a fun event.
Yo, fucking Rashad plays DB and receiver, okay?
Yeah, sounds like going to be hella heads. And then Rob said, who's got the high with the sacks? Right now it's Steve. Steve, one of the Sing Twins from the Usual Suspects. And Craig's in second place with 5. Anthony Ginelli from NJ Lab is 3. And the rest is down there. The rest is too close to count.
No, it's not that many stats at all.
Owen says Slim and Hove is going to be a movie.
I'm going to fucking shut him down first.
Yeah, Rashawn plays DBA wide receiver. Yeah, except people who play both sides of the bar are going to have to pick one or the other.
Owen, you can get that. Owen, you can get that too, bro. I mean, I've been promising you a one-on-one forever. So at the one-on-one, I'll eliminate you.
gotta beat me first before he gets to Willie. He think he's faster than
Willie. Oh, yeah, Willie,
who?
Too? Willie?
Who thinks he's faster than Willie?
Owen.
Get the fuck out of here. Owen, stop it, dog.
What was it?
Hype Man versus the Ultimate Hype Man.
Owen said, Slim, I've been asking for it every week.
Yeah. Come out to the 101.
What they asking for, though.
Yeah, I know.
Some people don't really want what they ask.
No, he
for.
Really don't. He thinks I can't run for some reason. Like I
a
can't
lot of
run.
People do. A lot of people think that you can't play.
All right. He'll find out.
He wasn't.
Get in, and then you're limited. Yo, this was practice, right? No, this was an elimination.
He was still.
Get out and go home.
He was still drinking his bottle when you were playing.
Child.
He's a baby. I was a, nah, me and Willie close. I didn't say I'm faster. And then Willie said, Owen mentioned that to me before.
Tell him.
In my head, like, stop, shut the fuck up.
Tell him, Willie.
And then Owen said, Willie, we can run it.
Oh, stop it, Owen. Yeah. Stop it.
Owen said, Aaron runs at 5.8.40.
A 5.8. Stop it.
I can't wait to line it up against him.
Yo. Owen, come on. Owen, you act like you're...
Don't get so much shit.
I know. Like, is this what you think of your teammates? This is what you've been thinking about it the whole time?
Damn, you suck. You're
like,
slow.
Damn, Aaron's slow as shit, and Willie's slow as hell, too. Like, is that what you think?
And Slim can't play.
Damn. Like, wow. You probably got darts of pictures of us, throwing darts at our pictures and shit. Like,
right?
Fuck them.
Willie said, oh, and you ate one of my favorite rushers, though. Oh, you are one of my favorite
rushers.
All right. And then Owen said, Willie probably got it, but I'm still run with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to chase people.
Yeah, he'll be eating his dust. He'll still be at the starting line, and Willie will be at the end.
You know who I want to see? I want to see Rashawn versus Sean.
Val said, Slim going to come out like Marlon Wayans and above the rim. When they was practicing for the tournament and they told him he ain't on the team, powered up talking about grip, baby, all about the grip, baby.
Fucking Val. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Dante said, where was this competition when I played receiver? Shaking my head.
Yo, come out and play, dog.
He just came up with it. It's a barbershop talk radio competition.
Yeah.
It's not All-Star Touch Football League. It's... going to be somewhere outside of the All-Star Touch Football League.
Yo, Dante, you can still play. You can still compete in it, bro.
Yes.
No receiver. You ain't no quarterback yet. It's
come on, chill. Yes. Aaron, stop it. He's still doing good.
He is doing good, but you can compete. Just because you got a quarterback tag doesn't mean you can't play. We already got the trophy made up. The winner wins a couple hundred bucks. It's free. If anything, it'll be a day of fun.
Just come win it. There's a trophy.
It's a bet. We'll let y'all know as soon as we pick an official date, we'll start getting sign-ups and shit.
Yeah, just come through.
Yeah.
Come compete.
If not for nothing, if the offensive and defensive stat rankings aren't good enough, the winner of this can at least say that they're the best.
Yeah.
Might not be. Just because Dimitri's got 12 touchdowns, don't mean he's going to be the best and he's going
to
win.
One-on-one, baby. The only way to settle shit is one-on-one.
One DB versus one receiver.
Yes. But, all right, let's end this. I want to make more pork chops.
All right, let's roll.
Thank you. Yeah, tell them about the Cash App and the fucking, we're doing the fantasy
We'll do our fantasy show next Monday.
But you